today we are glad to receive Tensi. Tensi, welcome today. So my first question to you, Tensi, would be, are you in contact with your psychic being? And if so, how does it manifest?
It's a straightforward question, but I'm not going to give you a straightforward answer on this one. Because imagine, just in the unlikely event that I would have been able to discover, uncover, do the necessary steps and bring in the front the psychic being, I doubt that I would speak openly about it. It's something which happens on the inner level, which is mostly not so visible. But giving you a little bit more perspective in this one, I'm, of course, like so many Aurovillians, interested in that development of that aspect of psychic being. And whether I would be able to bring in the front, because that's the ultimately aim, or like so many other Aurovillians, I think we all have these openings, which Mother and Sri Aurobindo say, openings of the psychic being. These are flashpoints where you suddenly feel confronted with something else, which was unexpected mostly. I'm not really obsessed, or I think obsessed in trying to manifest that one. It will come whenever I'm ready, and it's not my decision, it's decided from somewhere else when this thing happens. But I'm interested in why that it would be, and there are methods to develop that one.
Yeah.
And that's something which has interested me since quite a long time. How do you amplify it? How do you increase those openings and things like that? This is something that I find much more interesting than to shout and say, wow, I have my psychic being. No, that not. Also, it's a first step in the events of our whole adventure of Aurovill, but not only of Aurovill, but on a much wider scale, to try to bring a change. And that change, it's quite focused. We have to try to bring out, which is within the truth consciousness. It's embedded there since a long time. The psychic being is a protector and an amplifier of the truth consciousness. Once we have that tool in the front, things hopefully can change on a much wider scale than on the individual. Because the individual is, you know, it's okay to have that journey and the things, but what is those experiences, but what is more important is when suddenly many more individuals would be able to not come together, but feel that presence, that will provide, I believe, an inner strength, which would be able to change outer circumstances.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you can witness this psychic being not only as an individual experience, but when you are in contact also with one another, no? I mean, in a relationship or in a group, is it what you are?
I'm not too sure how, but you usually feel when you come along people or when you have contacts that there is an intensity, that there is a, you know, a truthfulness, because that's what's so important. If that could be amplified on a much wider scale, I think we would be able to come to another platform. It's interesting because in this period, this is a huge opportunity to activate this dimension and to become very conscious about it and to try to, what is it, invoke, to try to attract it and to try to do some progress on that field. Again, individuals have to do the individual journey, but it will be very interesting when we could, I don't know the term, coagulate, I don't know whether that is correct, but when we would come together and then, wow, that's a step. Something which passions me, if we could reach there. I don't think that we are there, right? But it's building up. But you can feel it. And that's the openings. To be very honest, I haven't met Aurevilians who have their psychic being in the front. Mm. But that's my impression.
Yeah.
Maybe my eyes are still closed. Who knows?
Does it mean that when we are living some very challenging experiences and atmosphere, there are more chances for the psychic being to pop up?
It seems so.
Whereas when we are in a very much casual and comfort zone, there is...
You sleep. Mm. If it's too easy, you sleep. And you take for granted.
Yeah.
And you drive your nano on the road with potholes, but nothing happens. So you need, unfortunately, you need that shock treatment.
So this is why this period of time...
In order to, wow, yeah. What is this? Mm. And then, you know, then all the long preparation, the reading, the small experiences have to be put on a line, have to be, you know, used, and then things can happen. But these are openings. This is not...
So do we understand correctly that you have developed some capacity to distinguish what is this?
You will sleep better if I say that.
About...
My person alone, but if you speak, and you speak with many people now, there are plenty of people within the community who have openings towards, you know, there are things which are boiling beneath.
In this crucial time.
Yeah, in this crucial time. Yeah. And it comes up. So these are moments, I think, where, let's hope so, because we can only do the effort, but the ultimate clicking open of that whole dimension is not in our hands. That is decided somewhere above by the highest force. But I think everybody has these flashes, these openings from, wow. You are helped in a difficult situation. You stand on a crossroad. You don't know what to do, and suddenly something is clear where to go. And for every individual different, but there are these moments of light. And there are a couple of things that, markers which you have to keep in front of you. You have to invoke, I think, and try to strengthen within what Mother and Sri Aurobindo calls a central sincerity. That's the pillar, one of the pillars. The other one, and that's important, is a deep-seated humility. It runs a little bit counter to your question. Mm. Did you have your psychic being in front? You have to have humility in this.
Absolutely.
Kind of things, no? And I love the last one, which is, especially in this period, catching hope that never sleeps. Because Otherwise, you go into a depressive mood and nothing happens. When that somber cloud is coming down in you, the veil is pushed extra over you. So you have to keep that away and keep the faith and the hope.
Does it mean that you are not living an isolated path? You have a little network you discuss with
but
some close friends?
No, I don't think I discussed this one. Mm-hmm. Maybe I discussed that with my partner, but not in a wide thing.
Okay.
Not interested. I don't think we have to publicize these things. My feeling is that at a certain point we will feel it so strong, that vibration, and it has, the inside is there to do something on the outside. This is what has to change the outside. You know, from the inner it has to go to the outside.
Yeah.
So the moment is not yet there where it happens on the outside. So most probably, guessing, we're not yet,
okay,
the strength is not fully there, but I have hope that it's building up for the community and for the experiment and the adventure of
and for the world, entire world.
Of course.
Yeah.
For the adventure of consciousness and joy. I like that.
Could you give us a little words about your personal practice? Do you have some practice? Do you, in order for you to promote and to put in the front?
Well, the one thing that...
Or some tools, eventually.
Yeah, tools. The one thing that helped me and is still keeping is long time ago, in the 80s, when we were here, I came across words of mother about the mantra, repeating a mantra, that it was helpful to, you know, help a little bit bring order in your inner space. And in the beginning of the 80s, I sat on a bus, I still remember the scene and things like that, and I thought, well, interesting, let me try this little
as
thing.
An experience.
I had not a fixed mantra. I got it from somewhere else. I think from, I read a beautiful sentence from Lao Tse or something like that. I can't remember the exact words, but it was something like, I'm carried by the Great Mother, something like that. And I tried that. It's very difficult in the beginning to keep the mind
completely
quiet,
focused
and concentrated. It doesn't work. And after that, I came across Mother who offered the mantra to the Aurovillians, her mantra. And I just tried it out, I practiced. And over the many decades, this has been, I think, my main tool.
Okay.
A mantra. It works for me, it doesn't work for the other people necessarily. I think what is the beauty of our adventure is that everybody has to find his own tool, the things that work. Also, I have, and those vary, you invoke in the early morning, you invoke the presence of something higher. You do a little prayer.
Okay.
That helps also.
Before starting your day?
Yeah, that helps. We used to have a farm and cows, and that was a moment where usually I was alone in the early morning. While starting to milk, that was a beautiful, peaceful moment where you could concentrate just with an animal and with you doing a task and things like that. That was, and that continued. No fixed things. I mean, I think the mantra has been the only regular things which has been kept and has been amplified and strengthened, and that's a force. That's a force. And that's something that's a force. I think that's all. But you need tools.
I
think
specifically. What works for you?
You know, you need it. And everybody has to find that out for himself. That's the beauty. Mm-hmm. It's not government standardized procedures which will work. It's something which, you know, adapted to your own needs in life and moments of growth and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
It's the variety of...
I do something else also, additional. I try to keep at least 1 hour, half an hour for reading Sri Aurobindo or Mother. At the moment it's Sri Aurobindo, but it shifted over the years. So every morning a little bit, a text or a book.
Okay.
From them, and that helps also.
Yeah. Besides the two, three already moments that you share, is there a significant moment in your life where something popped up and there was some kind of before and after regarding?
Everybody has that. A moment where you have difficulties and where you call for help, and where suddenly something happens without. The less you expect, then the more intense that help can be. Most probably, the faster it comes and the more defined. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing exceptional. No. It's not. Don't glamorize these things. I mean, it's something which happens during your daytimes or anything. You know, it's integrated in the flow of events.
It could happen several times per day, eventually.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess so. But, why not?
Could you say that there are some traps on this... Some traps, some threats on this spiritual journey, according to you, in your experience? Something that we have to be cautious about.
Again, that is different for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But about for you.
Yeah. There is no progress without traps.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You have to overcome your weaknesses, and they are plenty. As soon as you do, it's so beautiful. Very simple sentence from Sri Aurobindo where he say, you know, if people come to me and they ask what to do in order to make progress on the spiritual path, I say, you know, what works for me is to go inward. Mm. Inward. And the moment you go inward, you have to do the cleaning of your weaknesses. And these are the traps, most probably, that you call the obstacles that have to be cleaned. Again, they are for everybody, are they difficult? Different.
Yeah.
I see the closest one in my family. I mean, we have different lifestyles, we have different issues, problems. And on a wider level in the community, it's even more pronounced, you know, the differences and the struggles and the things like that. This is something, the moment you decide, I want to do something, you do a self-exploration, you come across these, what you call traps, but I would say weaknesses, which have to overcome, or try to, you know, solve one way or the other. Because these are the real barriers, you know, that have to, in the beginning, and most probably if you go into descending planes higher and higher, there are other difficulties there.
And we could say maybe that the more we encounter difficulties also, it's that we also are close to something maybe nicer or bigger.
Could be.
Is there anything that you would like more to share with us?
In the beginning, I think it's quite courageous to start such a little project about the psychic being, because or to try to do interviews. It's first of all a subject I think that not too many people are willing to speak about it, I guess. But on the other hand, it's the first step, it's the most essential in our journey, in our adventure, to take, basically. It's that which will give us that much needed inner strength. We're too dispersed, we're too, you know, we're everywhere and nowhere. I mean, at least when we have that presence of what we are told that the psychic being, you know, has a certain clarity, something, it's much needed. And that, you know, bringing very cautiously out and not taking it too serious. Nothing is serious in one life, no? I think it's a good step in the direction, in the direction which is needed, because there must be plenty of rich experiences on the inner of all the Aurobellians, but it's locked, and carefully open that, but very carefully, because I think if you do it too soon and too fast and too forceful, you destroy that. But you know, maybe those flowers are ready to come out now at the right time, so maybe that's a good step, to try to do something quietly.
Thank you, Tensi.
Good.
Thank you
all.
Thank you.
Matthew, Iris. I forgot it, something like that. Wow. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.